Hello, Dan.
Hey, Nicole, how are you doing today? Nicole, what are we doing here in the first place?
We are here to talk about the top 10 reasons not to attend the Mile High Profit Summit.
Not to attend the Profit Summit. That's funny. Yeah. Tom's been blasting all the channels with the reasons why to come. And I've been speaking to a lot of people as well about it. And instead of these guys searching for excuses, I figured that you and I could jump on here and do them a favor, do them a solid, and give them some reasons not to show up.
We've heard some good ones.
Excellent. So we just got back from Colorado. There was a really big event in the fight world that happened.
Was it really that big of an event?
You know what? It really wasn't. It was kind of big. Kind of a big deal. Maybe a time.
Not that big of a deal. I mean,
somewhere.
Once in your life? Or twice?
Yeah.
For some, four.
Who's counting?
It's a lot cooler in Colorado than it is here in Houston. That's a good thing.
Yeah. We dodged lots of rainstorms. We're showing up. Was a big, giant black cloud doing the countdown to the wedding. I don't know. The heavens never opened up. So I guess that's a good sign.
Oh, I know. My hair would have been a hot mess.
So what are your favorite things about the trip to Colorado?
Well, obviously, the number one reason to be in Colorado was the wedding. Tom Lee got married.
Yeah, that was super exciting. It was awesome to finally see that romance come to fruition.
Absolutely. And Lee looked gorgeous.
She did. And somehow her hair wasn't getting all screwed up by the wind or anything else. It was interesting.
It's just weird that you noticed her hair. That's kind of my thing. I'm always about, Tom, your hair's a hot mess.
Yeah, I'm weird that way. So I gotta say my favorite thing about that trip to Colorado was walking down the street in Colorado Springs and running into one of my heroes, Dog the Bounty Hunter, coming out of his weed dispensary and walking up and going, yo, Dog. And the look he gave me was just like, he thought I was probably somebody arrested 15, 20 years ago. And I'm glad he didn't pull a gun on his waistband and fucking dome me right there because he looked kind of shocked.
I would think, I don't know if he was more shocked or I was more shocked, because you don't talk to anyone and I'm walking ahead of you into this place and I hear from some mystery person behind me, hey Dog, what's up? You never. Where did that come from?
It's just, I'm inspired by white guys with dreadlocks to interact.
His hair was pretty. I think I could rock that style.
I didn't know that dude was still alive, let alone was living downtown Colorado Springs, but there we are.
Well, I knew it was somebody kind of famous, but I don't watch TV. So I was like, I think I know that guy, but I don't know. He looks like somebody I should know, but I don't know him. Hey, Dog, what's up?
We had another, besides the wedding, there's another celebration of a fight team member that we're out there for. What was that?
Chris Dwyer's birthday. Mindset coach in the battleground, group coaching. So we got to celebrate Chris's birthday, take him out to dinner.
Yeah, really always fun. Always good seeing Chris. And we're getting some reverb here. Do you have two things open there, Nicole?
I got nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, that was fun. Had a good dinner with Chris and then went to something I haven't been to since my dead touring days, a drum circle, the famous Manitou Springs drum circle. Where, as always, I was outed immediately by all the patchouli-soaked dirtbags as a cop and had, like, my own force field that nobody wanted to come anywhere near me. That was always a good time.
You did look like a cop. I, on the other hand, am amazing with the drums.
Yeah, you fit right in.
I'm not sure I fit right in, but, but I had so much fun. Chris is a very gracious host and a lot of fun.
Yeah, he is the man. That was we surprised the shit out of him showing up, taking him out for dinner, and that was always a good time. I also enjoyed with him Sunday killing time where we think about driving the top of Pikes Peak or something and took a diversion.
Wait. I'm going to tell the story like it actually happened. Chris was like, "Do you guys want to drive up to Pikes Peak or do you want to hike up Thomas Trail or something?" And I'm, of course, like, let's hike. And Dan's like, oh, no, let's drive. I'm tired. Just kidding.
So anyway.
So Chris proceeded to haul us up. What did you say? 61 flights of stairs on your.
That, like the equivalent of 61 flights of stairs. Yeah, it was like 2.5 hour hike. And it's like, let's go check out a waterfall. We walked up you know, everything in Colorado is straight up to start. And we got to a couple waterfalls, and I thought that was it. And then we just kept on climbing and traversing.
And I thought we were going to die, get eaten by a bear.
Yep, that's always a possibility there. And then finally got to that end waterfall where Chris was working with Tom and took him on his vision quest hike to uncouple himself from all the old bullshit in his life, which was amazing. That was an incredible waterfall. So,
well, and then when you laid down on the rock and cried like a baby at the waterfall, that was amazing.
It was. Okay. Yeah, I almost rolled in. I got in the fetal position and almost rolled off the rock. But it was moving. But I appreciate you tapping into my emotions there, Nicole. That was nice. It's, at least no one's watching.
I know you like to be vulnerable with the group. Well, again, we're here to talk about the top 10 reasons why you should not attend the Mile High Prophet Summit on September the 14th in Denver.
And, you know, is a kind of funny side note, inspiration for this, going back to Chris. Chris is kind of a woo-woo, wingnut mindset guy. And for Tom's wedding, he married Tom and Lee, did a mail order ministry degree. And I was so shocked I showed up at the wedding. He's wearing his little short sleeve black shirt with his collar. And I was just like, is this Halloween or is this a wedding? What's going on? But
and then he wouldn't let me call him, you know, father. So I was going to call him daddy. He wouldn't go with that either. So
I think he said like Poppy. I was like, you can't do that. I was like, Hemingway calls himself that shit.
But anyway. I'm going with daddy. I will forever call Chris daddy.
I call him daddy all weekend. I don't think he'd appreciate it, but I'm doing it. So.
Okay. So.
But he had a top 10 list for reasons. That's the whole point. I was doing that segue and I completely forgot my train of thought was.
Because I interrupted you because I'm a high eye.
And I can't mute you because you're controlling this webcast. Is the best part of the ceremony was the top 10 reasons that Tom and Lee are a good couple. So we thought that we would just rip that off and use that format today. In celebration of Tom and Lee, of course.
So, I of course couldn't keep it to 10 reasons. I've got 10 and a half.
Some are too good.
Well, because this one was too good, we couldn't, it had to be said. So, the number 10.5 reason. Dan's going to start us off.
The number 10.5 reason not to come to the Mile High Prophet Summit is you're afraid your wife's boyfriend will move in full time while you're away.
So this guy just needs to come, maybe download the Bumble app before he gets there and be in the room.
I'm thinking, save that awkward rolling in the house and somebody else's shoes inside the door moment. So
it's a lot.
All right, Nicole, why don't you kick off the official start of the number top 10 list, not to come to the Prophet Summit.
Okay, so number 10, probably shouldn't come to the Prophet Summit because Tom's married now and he's off the market.
He is still eye candy, and I would not throw cross Lee in that regard, the queen.
No, but I think Lee's cool as long as, you know, we can look, just don't touch.
Fair.
So number 9, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so number 9, your FW shirt doesn't go with your new Lululemon pants. So tell me, Dan, think you'll be wearing your Lulus with your FW shirt?
You know, I'm going to be packing my Lulu pants because Tom and I are always in the sexy dad bod war. He's been working out a lot. And if he shows up wearing his mesh half shirt, as promised, as challenged by myself and other members, I got to pull something out to keep the war going. So my Lulu pants will be packed.
And you're going to wear it with your mesh half shirt or you're going to wear it with your FW half shirt? Did you cut your shirt off?
I haven't cut it off yet.
I cut mine off. I can help you. I'm wearing the half shirt. I'm going with half shirt.
That's always good for you.
Okay, so Dan, you got number 8.
Number 8 reason not to come to the Prophet Summit. You're afraid you'll make a new friend, and then you'll have 2.
Do you have any friends, Dan?
I don't. I work a lot, Nicole.
All I do is work. I used to have friends, but they're like, all you do is work now.
It happens.
I know. So.
Number 7 reason not to come to the Prophet Summit. If your business started making real money, you have to join the country club and buy your wife Botox, new tits, and a white Mercedes SUV.
I can totally relate. I'm cool with this one.
And also, it's like the uniform of the...
I got to get my face worked on before the summit.
Yeah.
I got to get mine. My Botox. I'd go with the black Mercedes SUV instead of the white one, but I get the whole country club white Mercedes SUV thing.
You ditch the Denali dreams and go straight for the Mercedes, huh?
Depends which country club, I guess.
Number six.
Too much? Is it too much, Dan?
Not too much.
Okay.
Somebody's saying, stop it. It's probably some YouTube user sitting out there in his mom's basement, but we'll let that one roll.
So number six, your mother-in-law is visiting that week and your spouse needs you to be the buffer. All I have to say is bring your mother-in-law. Does she dance? And if she does, Steve will keep her busy dancing. And we have a couple new babies that are coming, members of the fight, bringing their new babies. So
sure, Ben Schneider and some others got some newborns that are coming on the way, bringing their
If Granny can rock the baby, we're good to go.
All right, Crystal's bringing her mom. So at least one resonated. Take that, basement dweller.
Oh, good. Crystal, I wonder if her grandma, if her mom will rock babies. I actually love the babies. So anyway, I love rocking the babies. I like dancing.
TV, other people's babies.
Fighters, we are at it again. The Mile High Profit Summit is back. We're going to be at the Westin Westminster outside of Denver, September 14th through 16th, 2022. This thing sold out in a hurry last year when we had it in 2021. And so grab your ticket. We had to get a bigger venue. You have the opportunity to join about 450 to 500 other contractors from all over the place that are coming in, and they're going to level up their game and get better. So we are super excited about the lineup that we have for you. Head to thecontractorfight.com and check out the hottest event in the construction industry in 2022.
Okay, so we're on number five. So you're afraid you will get a contact high from your Uber driver in Colorado. I have firsthand experience with this. When we're at the wedding, got an Uber. The guy had just, I'm positive, finished, what do you say? I don't even know, burning one? I don't even know.
Yeah, remind me of the Fast Times at Ridgemont scene when Spicoli came pouring out of his van in the school parking lot.
I think it turned out fine. Like, I wasn't too crazy at the wedding or too chill or whatever you get when you...
You ate a lot. You ate a disproportionate amount of cake. Other than that, yeah, I saw no...
Oh, my God. I love cake. I love wedding cake. And the pink cake, champagne pink. Oh, Lee, good job.
Yeah, love the cake. All good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Number four reason not to come to the Profit Summit, because getting better as a business owner isn't fair to your customers. I hate it. I hate it when I can't raise my prices because my kids come second, right? I have to make sure little Chad over there at the yacht club gets another whale embroidered pair of shorts instead of feeding my family. So I wouldn't want to come to the Profit Summit and learn how to make money.
No, I'm going to skip over that one. Number three, you wanted VIP, but it's sold out and nobody puts baby in the corner. So some of the speakers, I remember from last year, some of the speakers spit when they talk. So you probably don't want to be too close anyway. So not a really good reason.
Yeah, it's like a Gallagher show, right? Just a front 10 rows just get covered in shit. Then the number two reason not to come to the Profit Summit. You're afraid if you show up Ben Newman at his own unrequired workout, you'll be banned from all future fight events. I don't know about you. I started doing the 200 squats portion of that 45-minute workout and couldn't walk for like 3 days after that. So I'm going to just relegate myself to the open coaching table and let everyone else get hurt.
I'm going to be on standby to call the ambulance.
Yeah, there'll probably be needs for that as well.
But you'll be in your Lululemon pants, so you'll be ready for the workout. If he comes, you guys can...
Riley, have a Lululemon squad off.
Well, I'm sure Riley will be in his Lulus, but if the guy that's not calling, you know, the number, anyway.
So number one reason not to come to the Mile High Profit.
Wait, can we go back to that?
Yep.
The Lululemons?
Sure.
Let's take a bet. How many of the contractors will be in yoga pants for the workout? Biker shorts, yoga pants, Lululemon? No?
I'm going to go with
zero. Half shirts?
Mesh half shirts is probably a good chance, at least one, Tom. And his jogger is kind of like, you know, the guy's pretty ripped now. Tom's been working out.
He is.
His joggers kind of fit uncomfortably tight from another man's perspective. So they may qualify.
just got weird.
Number one reason.
Are we ready for
the number one reason? Not come to the Mile High Prophet Summit. If God wanted you to be profitable, he would have sent a teacher in the form of foul-mouthed, tatted-up former Marine.
Wait, didn't he used to be a pastor, right?
He did at some point, but...
Tom is the all-knowing.
He is the all-knowing. He's a man of many hats, so that's why we follow him.
Yeah.
What else do we need to know about this event, Nicole? Who's this thing for?
The event is for contractors.
What type of contractors? What size of contractors? I know that we've had people there last year. They're doing $250,000, one-man shows. And we had our newest coach, Sonny Pinheiro, who runs a $22 million commercial business there as well. So there's going to be something for everybody that wants to improve their business.
And the business partners and spouses of contractors are not only invited, but we hope they will join.
So let's go back on that spouse thing. I don't remember when I hired Tom. I think on Friday Fails this week, I talk about it. That was an uncomfortable conversation. Tell us about the spouse ticket. Why? What do we do special for spouses at the contract at Mile High Prophet Summit? And what's the reason for it, Nicole?
What do we do special? We offer half price tickets for spouses and business partners. And the reason we do that is because we want your business partner and spouse in the room. We believe in supporting your family and getting everybody on the same page so they know. Yep. About exactly. This world.
So whether it's your spouse or whether it's your business partner, what we found is that people come out to these events, get all the info poured into them, go home with their hair on fire, and it's like they're speaking tongues to whoever they're going back to. So getting everyone else in the room makes it a lot easier to implement what you learn. So where are we getting there? What can people showing up, what are they going to get at the Prophet Summit?
Well, there will be over a dozen profit-driven sessions talking about different ways that you can improve your business and yourself.
Yeah, that's very good. That's some great speakers. Marcus Sheridan, author of They Ask You Answer, Ben Newman, performance coach and Tom's coach extraordinaire, Sonny, coaches from the fight, a lot of great people coming in. I'm really excited about the networking opportunities. You know, something that's really strong about the fight is our community. And we've got lots of opportunities while you're there to not only mingle with the coaches and the speakers, but more importantly, with other attendees, people are going through the same shit you are in your business so that you can talk to somebody that's either doing the same thing you are or, more importantly, has already done it and overcome that problem so they can help you get over that problem as well.
Yeah. So I see, well, the other thing is that you're going to have an opportunity to talk to the TF, the Contractor Fight coaches at roundtables in the mornings also. So.
Yep, 7:30 to 9:00. Got sales tables, FI assessment table you're running, bookkeeping, the whole gamut. Everything we cover in our Battleground paid group is covered on the coaching tables. In addition to a bunch of great vendors out there that are promoting stuff that's going to help your business grow. Outside of our event, Nicole, what's one of the reasons we hold this thing in Colorado in the first place?
Because it's beautiful and it's cooler than it is in Houston. You can come early and stay late after the event and enjoy the Rocky Mountains.
Exactly. So got the links there going in the comments here. When, Nicole, why don't you just remind us when this is starting and where the dates so people can book their plane tickets, which, by the way, are dropping at an incredibly fast rate for no reason outside of the fact that prices are way cheaper than they used to be. So people that are booking tickets now are finding that the prices are not as bad as they expected.
That might work out well for you, Dan, because you never book your tickets anywhere till the very last minute.
That's a good point. That's how this was the one exception. And now I'm kicking myself because Tom's going to pay a lot more than he needed to by my planning ahead.
So the event starts on September the 14th at 11 a.m. And the event ends on September 16th, Friday at 4 p.m.
Perfect. All right. I think that covers all the bases here. Anything else to add before we... slap these guys on the ass and send them on their way for the rest of the day?
I don't know what it is about you with slapping people on the ass and sending them around on their way. I hear you say that like after every call you do, and it's just getting weird for me.
I was an altar boy. It's just maybe muscle memory.
You made it weirder.
All right, then. Good seeing you, Nicole.
See you in Denver.
See you in Denver.